things haven't exactly been all that exciting this week. On Monday, stocks were mixed and volumes were lower in a light calendar day. We did, however, see some selling of the U.S. dollar, mostly on the back of the news that Russia may order state companies to switch from U.S. dollar holdings to euro holdings. And though we didn't get much in the way of activity from Janet Yellen's latest comments, we do think it will be important to see how the market responds in the sessions ahead. It seems the narrative of transitory inflation is starting to be replaced by a story of higher inflation being good for the economy. We're skeptical the market will be easily buying into this narrative going forward, and we continue to caution equity market bulls with inflation metrics continuing to point higher, something that will surely put more pressure on the Fed to be thinking more seriously about raising rates sooner than later. As far as the Biden spending plan goes, Yellen has said the president should push through with another $4 trillion in spending, even if it does trigger higher inflation. Key standouts on today's calendar include German industrial production, Eurozone employment, Eurozone GDP, Eurozone and German ZEW sentiment, Canada trade, U.S. trade, and U.S. JOLTS job openings. That's all for now.